Okay, calling in the March 8, 2020 Town Council meeting.
April.
I want to apologize for being a little late, but this is something new to all of us, so we're going to be working through it, so please bear with us. First two items, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance and then followed by the invocation. If all rise, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence amongst us tonight in these tough times that we're going through. We pray for all the people who are affected by this disease, this disorder. While we know that it's in your will, and this is a natural order of life, it doesn't make it any easier, Lord, but we trust in you. Lord, we ask you to be with us tonight as we meet and conduct the people's business with hopefully as many of our citizens joining in as possible, Lord. We ask your grace. We love you. Amen.
Okay. First item on the agenda is the public hearing for the 2021 budget. I know everybody has it. Ms. Carter, do we have anybody that contacted reference wanting to speak during this public hearing?
Yes, sir. We have had no people request to participate.
Okay. With that, I'm going to open the public hearing in case there's somebody that wants to submit something or somebody walks in the door. Ms. Carter, is there anything you would like to speak on this during this little time period here when we move on?
We know that the budget is going to have to be completely revised, so what staff is requesting of council is that you go ahead, hold this public hearing, continue it to your next meeting in May, and then continue all the way into June, because we'll need to have the public hearing at a different meeting than the adoption. So continue it to your next meeting. We're really going to think, waiting until about the end of May to finalize the numbers, given all that's going on, and then look for a June adoption.
Okay. And with nobody has come forward or sent a message, I will close the public hearing. And any discussion on the budget will be, before we vote, will be moved forward until the to the May meeting, or when we vote on the budget. The next item is a public hearing on the CIP. I'm gonna open the hearing for that. Ms. Carter, would anybody notify you if they would like to speak with the CIP?
No, sir. And then I did have one point of clarification. Are you okay with continuing, is council fine with continuing the public hearing on the budget till next month rather than closing it?
I will ask for a consensus from council if you'd like.
I'm fine with continuing.
And have a public hearing moved to next, give other people, because we'll have a better idea of numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
On the CIP again, had no requests for any comment on the CIP today. The CIP, as council knows, this is not an expenditure. This is really just a review of what has been put together and recommended by the Planning Commission to you for what would be a reasonable set of capital improvements. There is nothing about adopting the CIP that obligates council to any expenditure of funds. It's just a planning document. You can go ahead and adopt the CIP if you're comfortable that planning is appropriate on it, and then we would address whether or not you're going to extend any of those funds in the budget part of the process.
Okay, I will close the public hearing, and I will ask for a motion to accept the public hearing. Accept the CIP.
I make a motion to accept the CIP.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts and a second. I have a second from Mr. Bunch. Is there any discussion? Okay, no discussion tonight or until we bring everybody back in. All votes are going to be roll call votes. for the benefit of everybody that's listening in. So, Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton.
No.
And Mr. Watts. 4-1-0. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing, which I will open, and that public hearing is about the USDA funding for the slip lining project. Public hearing is opened. Ms. Carter, would you like to explain what's up?
And there were no comments submitted on this, either, so we don't know, obviously, we don't have anyone here tonight. This is USDA funding for the is hopefully your final resolution on the USDA sewer slip lining project. Bids came in, as you know, higher than what we had anticipated. USDA has worked with us. They are offering an additional loan amount of $397,000, an additional grant amount of $938,000. This brings USDA's percentage of this project up to 36% of the total project cost. And over $2 million of grant funds. This additional amount of loan is not actually going to cost the town any more in terms of our monthly payment because interest rates have continued to decline. Our final interest rate on this is 1.365. The calculation on this one was actually, with it being the same amount, was on the 1.625, and it's come down even since then. So our payment remains the same as what we've already committed to. The numbers have shifted, but we are finally at the point where if council approves this resolution tonight, then we will close on this loan on Friday.
Okay, with nobody contacting us for the public hearing, I will close that. I will entertain a motion to accept the bond resolution.
I make a motion that we accept the bond resolution as stated this evening.
I have a motion from Ms. Carton. May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
I have a second from Ms. Ogden. Is there any discussion? There being no discussion, roll call vote. Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton.
No.
Aye.
And Mr. Watts. 4-1-0. Next item is citizens' comments. Were there any comments relayed to you, Ms. Carter?
Yes, sir.
Being no comments, we will move on to the consent agenda. Everybody has had an opportunity to read the minutes that were sent from the last meeting. May I have a motion to accept?
I make a motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts, and I have a second.
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Bunch. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor, Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Abstain. I was not here.
Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton.
No.
And aye. Mr. Watts.
Aye.
3-1-1. Next item, staff reports. Everybody has had time to review the staff reports. Is there any questions that you can do that you'd like to ask Ms. Carter about any of the staff reports? Okay, nothing there. Committee reports. Finance Committee, Ms. Carter.
Yes. I'm waiting for the page. You can type in the page number at the top of the
board. I can?
Yes.
Oh, smart you are. Thank you. I knew what page it was.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. Finance Committee did meet on March 18th, and we had Mr. McCormick come and visit us and explain to us his view and reasoning behind asking for the conservation easement property. He did not give us any details. He just said that he needed it for business purposes, but that's all we know. We didn't hear any details or anything like that. So we're still kind of waiting to hear from him a proposal, I think, at this point. Of course, we reviewed the budget, and it was our recommendation that we do push it off, adopting it because of the coronavirus. So that's the decision that we made on that one, and that was done by council this evening as well.
Mrs. Parton, there was also, since then, we had some correspondence with the Finance Committee. It is not included in this because it didn't happen at your meeting, but it was about the BB&T Truist Bank payment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you would be willing to bring that up with council.
Yeah, absolutely. So the town received a refund notification from BB&T's Truist Bank, saying that the town and many other localities within the state of Virginia owe BB&T back because they paid too much taxes. That went to the Treasury. Tracy did a lot of legwork on it. And lo and behold, come to find out, we do have to pay it. And I believe for the three or four years, it's somewhere around $32,000. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But I believe it's 2012 all the way up to 2014, so it's 3 years. And for over those 3 years, it totals $32,000 and some other. Do you have the exact numbers, Ms. Carter? I don't have it in front of me for this meeting. But so they're really, at first we thought, how can this be fair? There's got to be a way around it. But lo and behold, everyone's opined on it, and sure enough, we do need to pay it back. So what we were discussing is to pay it now, sooner than later, because it is a deadline of May 1, if I believe that's correct. We have the funds now. There's no sense waiting to return the money later, since the finances are going to be a little unstable in the next coming, in the near future. We don't know how the town's going to look. So we have the money now, so we're going to return what's duly theirs.
We don't do it. We're open for a lawsuit.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So this comes as a recommendation from the finance to
go ahead and pay that up front.
Because I know we had we discussed it last month and a month before last, and it was you wanted Ms. Carter to answer your questions and y'all discuss it.
Right. And between Ms. Carter and Tracy, they have done their homework. They got to the state. They figured out exactly what needed to happen, and that we do need to pay it by May 1. Is that correct, Ms. Carter? May 1?
Okay.
So our recommendation from the Finance Committee is that we push this forward to the town. We authorize them to go ahead and pay that out right now.
All right. Coming from the Finance Committee, there's no need for a second, so we'll go straight to discussion. Is there any discussion on this? Okay. No discussion. Roll call vote. Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
No.
You really want that legal fight?
And Ms. Watts?
Aye.
4-1-0. Next item would be utilities. Mr. Watts?
No meeting, no report.
And Ms. Ogden?
No meeting, no report.
Can I have the rest of the agenda now?
Should have it now.
Oh, got it. We're good. Discussion items. I think each of you have had the proclamation for the day of prayer. And is there any questions? We'll have Ms. Carter explain.
We had a citizen bring up the idea of having a day of prayer for our community and our nation during this crisis. And it was interesting, Ms. Hunt did a lot of research on this and found that we are not the only locality that has considered doing this. And so we were just put together, Ms. Hunt did the work on this and put together a proclamation for you, recognizing Good Friday as a day of prayer in response to the current crisis we're undergoing.
Okay, with that, I will ask for a motion to accept this proclamation.
I'll make a motion.
A motion from Mr. Watts. I have a second.
I'll second it.
I have a second from Ms. Carton. Is there any discussion? No discussion. Roll call. Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
And Mr. Watts?
Aye.
5-0-0. Next item is the emergency ordinance to cover us during this time. Ms. Carter?
Yes, I've sent council quite a bit of probably overwhelming legal information regarding this because we've gotten, localities have received guidance from Attorney General Herring regarding public meetings and the fact that your regular meetings, we still have to meet in person. We still need to provide public opportunity for people to participate. We're doing everything we can to get information out electronically to the public so that people can stay safe. But the only way to have any sort of meetings outside of that is if it's an emergency meeting directly related to the crisis, and then you can have an electronic meeting. So what you have is an emergency ordinance and a resolution. This addresses continuity of operations. So it addresses the ability to have people participate remotely if one of you became sick, but you're still capable of participating. We'd be able to allow you to participate in a regular business meeting if we had a forum here. It allows us to hold an electronic meeting for the purpose of the emergency only, where all of you are electronic. It also talks a little bit, continuity of operations, about just the ability to continue working through processes related to procurement, recognizing we're in a crisis and that there may be times that we would have to do something different. We already have that in our procurement policy, but this kind of solidifies it related to the emergency. So you would have two votes on this, one to adopt the emergency ordinance, which is only good for 60 days unless we go back and readopt it at your June meeting, or if you advertised it and then adopted this permanent ordinance. And then you need a resolution to put it in effect.
So we need two votes. So can we do it all in, well, okay. First, I need a motion to accept the emergency ordinance. Do you have a motion for that?
Make that motion, we accept, we go forward with emergency ordinance.
Okay, I have a motion from Ms. Carton. I have a second.
I'll second.
Second from Mr. Bunch. Is there any discussion? No discussion. Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Wheat?
Aye.
And Mr. Watts?
Aye.
That's carried 500. And the second one is to move it to a...
To put it into effect, the resolution.
To put it into effect. Okay. Can I have a motion to reflect that?
I'll make that motion and we put it into effect.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Ogden. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
And Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Motion carried, 500. The update of fees and taxes during the pandemic. Ms. Carter?
We've had a lot of email conversations with council, and then Tracy's done a tremendous amount of work talking to the finance officers and the treasurers regarding fees and taxes. She provided a summary for you. I think there's a really well-done summary of all the information she's been gathering. We're really not looking for any action from you tonight on this, but we just wanted to keep you in the loop and informed and put this in the packet so it becomes public information about what they're doing.
Okay, is there, since there's no vote, was there any questions of Ms. Carter or this, or each of you had it? All right, moving on. Next item, lease law. The corrections were made for last month. I spoke to Ms. Carter today. I'll address that after we do a vote. Can I have a motion to accept the lease law as revised last month and as now? I have a motion from Mr. Bunch. You have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Watts. Is there any discussion? Mr. Watts, roll call.
Yes. Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Okay, with my discussion today regarding this with Ms. Carter, the new leash law will be put in the water bills that will be coming out for May 1. We will make the leash law effective on June 1. That'll give everybody plenty of time to get it. It comes in their water bill. If they had any questions to hash it out, so we'll make it effective then, but everybody will get it in their May water bill. Okay?
And if the public had any questions, they could call or they email.
Correct. Yeah, that's why I put that, you know, because your bills will come out May 1 normally,
right,
or in that area. So it's going to give you 30 days to email if they have any questions. And I expect you'll probably get a few on it, but that's why we got that done. Okay, Ms. Hunt, looks like you're up next. Privacy policy.
Okay. For a while now, I've been looking into this, and we have not had a privacy policy in terms of agreement on our website. So in your agenda and with your all of your information, you have one that I'd like for you to approve so that I can put it up on our website. Pretty much, I've actually been looking at all of this. I'm not sure what page it's on in here. But
100.
I would more, you know, it just sets forth a information about how we deal with cookies and how we deal with just when citizens and anybody looking at our website goes to other sites, that they need to read privacy policies, and how other sites that they connect through our site deals with privacy policies that ours don't maybe necessarily follow theirs, so they need to pay attention to what happens with those. So need to get those, I'd like to get those up on our website as well, so that they can just work it out. Pretty much straightforward, clear cut, easy to read.
Okay. All right, it's been in the packet, so can I have a motion to accept the privacy policy?
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion from Ms. Carton. I have a second. Second from Mr. Bunch. Is there any discussion? Being no discussion, Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
No.
And Mr. Watts?
Aye.
4-1-0. The last one, Ms. Carter, is the amendment to the plan, comprehensive plan. Have you heard from Mr. McCormick, or?
I have not. I sent him an email about a week and a half ago suggesting that it would be good to defer, but I have not heard from him. My recommendation would be to defer this to a future meeting, uncertain, based on our current situation.
Okay. We'll take that by consensus. Is everybody in consensus just to defer this on and until everybody can get things back straight? Okay. Ms. Carter, is there any matters from staff?
No, sir.
Okay. Since you're the only one there, do you have any matters?
No, sir.
Okay, and none of them are online that have anything that we want to say?
We do actually have members of staff who are online. I have not heard from any of them that they were.
Okay. Okay. Now let's move on to matters from council. Ms. Ogden?
No, sir.
Ms. Clark?
No, sir.
Mr. Bunch?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Wheaton?
No.
And Mr. Watts. Okay. Next is, has any citizens' comments or anything come in, Ms. Clark?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you flash up the closed session so Ms. Carton can take us in?
She hasn't.
Oh, she hasn't. Okay.
So you can cut us off?
I move that the town council convene a closed session for discussion concerning a prospective business or industry where no previous announcement has been made of the business's or industry's interest in locating its facilities in the community per the exception at 2.2-3711A.5 Code of Virginia.
Okay. There is a motion to go into closed session. Can I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Watts. Okay. All those in favor say, that's right, I was getting there. Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Botch?
Ms. Wooten?
No.
Aye.
All right. It is 4-1-0.
Ms. Hunt is going to end the meeting on Zoom, and then she's going to come stop the recording, and then we'll
proceed. Okay, maybe just hold tight.
May I be excused?